We're talking here today to Max Earlmeyer with the Kemper Knights, heading off to Central to continue his baseball and education careers. He made the decision and announced it here recently. Max, I appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on heading off to Central.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure so far this year.
Absolutely, Max. Let's talk a little bit about baseball for you. You absolutely love the sport. You've put a lot of work in to become the baseball player that you have. Where did your love of the game of baseball start to develop?
It all started when I was about 3 or 4 years old and my brother was in high school, and I'd go watch his games. I'd play catch with all the older guys. I'd know exactly what's going on throughout the game. So he had a major impact on my life when I was starting out with my baseball career.
Have you talked to him much then about this recruiting process and about wanting to go play baseball?
Yeah, he's not the big guy into sports and everything, but he's shown up to a few of my games. He's helped me out here and there, and then he's been all around supportive about my decision on going to Central.
Let's talk a little bit about this recruiting process. It sounds like you attended a lot of camps and things to make you a better baseball player, and that drew some attention for you. Talk about the recruiting process and how things kind of started. Was it you reaching out to coaches or coaches reaching out to you?
Yeah, so I was all new to everything like this. So I started out by going to camps at the end of my junior year, going to the junior showcase, camps at Iowa Western. I went to Brookings, South Dakota to look at their school and went to a camp. And talking with all them coaches, it really, they always told me just email to get attention, because then it really draws in what coaches are seeing that you actually want to go and you really like the school. So I did that with Central a few times. I went for a visit, scheduled a talk with the coach. He ended up messaging the head coaches, Randy Snyder and Riley Bach and Matt, and talking with them about me and what are my morals about the sport and how I am on and off the field.
So when you first started going to those camps, what did you take away from them as a player? And then talk a little bit about some of the coaches that you had conversations with while you were there.
Yeah, so when I went as a player, I was just doing my best to try and get looked at, but it wasn't until I actually went to Central Dutch's camp and Coach Klunder was doing a catching camp. So I went there and I learned a lot about blocking, receiving, and a lot of them were camps to make yourself better as a player, working on footwork, bat speed, you know, the batter's eye and everything like that, along the lines of where to actually hit it. And a lot of focusing on the actual depths of the sport.
Was that the favorite camp that you went to, and is that what kind of started leaning you towards Central a little bit?
Yeah, so when I went to the Central Dutch baseball camp for catching, it was an awesome environment walking through the new halls of their facility they just rebuilt, and actually going in, because we went on the indoor track field to practice the catcher drills and everything like that, and I got to get a glimpse at the weight room, and outside I saw a little bit of the field, the football fields, everything around that, and walked around campus a little bit, and it was nice being in an environment similar to Carroll.
I know you mentioned you went up to a camp at Brookings. What were all the schools that you were looking at, and where did you all visit?
So when I got a message from, I can't remember exactly which coach it was, but they invited me up to go to a camp up there. So I went to Brookings, South Dakota, and I got to take a look at SDSU and inside their facility for their drop-down cages, their batting cages. Got to play, I believe it was 3 games with kids from all around the state of South Dakota, Iowa, Montana. So I got to see a lot of talent along the lines of that.
What other schools did you visit, and what stood out for you in all of your different trips?
So a few other schools that I visited was DMAC and Boone. I really liked their environment because it reminded me a little bit of Carroll, but not so much, because I've met a few of the players there that I've actually played against. I talked with their head coach a little bit. Another camp I went to was Iowa Western, Council Bluffs. That was more of a showcase camp, and that was really seeing a lot about whether or not they liked my skill. And then I went to a camp up in Urbandale in Des Moines. That was just a camp that they were throwing out. That was held by, oh, I believe, I can't remember exactly. And then there was another camp at Briarcliff where we got to speak with the coaches of the White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. So we got a lot of feedback from what they had to offer.
What were some of the things that they caved at for you and offered you? What advice?
So when I was catching, they off or they were helping me out with throwdowns about staying low and pushing through the ball.
Did you feel like all these camps helped you throughout your high school career in these last couple of years?
Absolutely. I'd say one of the things that helped me out the most was when I did the fall ball league in Cherokee, and I was able to get in touch with Jamie North from Carroll, and he invited me to come play for Carroll's fall ball league. And I've been using his facility for the past, I'd say 2 months now, improving my bat speed and my catcher drills. And along the lines of that, of him helping me so much, I was able to go and play in Phoenix, Arizona, and get asked to go play by Bob Proctor. So that was another grateful thing I'm thankful for.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was breathtaking going down, being able to play on like the San Diego Padres training fields. We played guys from Colorado, Utah, Arizona, California, and they're a lot bigger than us Iowa boys, I'll tell you that much.
So when this decision started coming down for you, which schools did it all come down to, and what was the difference that allowed Central to be the one that you chose?
The thing that stood out to me more is when I was deciding on my final decision was is how much did the coaches really want me there? So Central invited me, my mom, and my sister down and to tour the campus for the baseball visit. And my mom and my sister actually got really close with Coach Klinger at lunch when he invited them over, and I got to meet all the players, and all the players were really cool. So that was another leading factor. And my sister is actually a police officer in Pella, so she gets a lot of help from the college campus as well, along the lines of the community.
So how much did that impact you on your decision having a family member right there in Pella?
That made everything feel more like home. With her being there, it makes me feel like I'm at home once more again.
You mentioned that you kind of got a Carroll feel while you were there. What is it about Pella and Central that made you feel like it was Carroll? Was it being your sister there, or was it something with the campus?
The campus, along the lines of just the town, it's nice and small like Carroll is. So I can't really get too lost within the big inner cities and everything. So down there, everything, you know where everything's at. A lot of people know each other, and it's a great town.
I know that this decision probably just didn't come down to baseball, but what did the coaches tell you about your future with the program, where they feel you fit in, and where you feel they feel you still need to improve?
So I was recently talking with Coach Klender the last time. The reason they wanted me is because of my work ethic and how much they've seen me improve over from junior year just to the fall season. And I'd send them a whole bunch of clips of me in Arizona, and they really liked how I'm improving so much on my bat speed wise, and then on my ability to get strikes into the strike zone.
So as far as the education part, I know you want to go there and get a degree. Do you know what you want to major in yet? And what's the field like if you know what you're going into already?
So along the lines of that, my family is in the Farm Bureau, so I'm wanting to major in business management and accounting wise. So after I graduate from college and get the degree, I can help open up a business for the family farm at the end of it.
What would you like to do? What type of business would you like to open up?
Probably something along the lines of selling seed and just bringing back to all the farmers.
Yeah, so is farming something you want to be around for the rest of your life? Is that something that you really love?
Yep, grew up on a farm, raised on a farm, wouldn't want it any other way.
Well, I tell you what, Max, congratulations on making the decision to head down to Central. One last question for you. Thoughts and goals for this upcoming season for the Kemper Knights? Because this should be a really good upcoming season for you guys.
Yeah, along the lines of us losing Cal Waniger, Nate Heinrichs, and Jared Hausman, we have every guy returning back, all the starters returning back, and we just gained two more arsenals, Ethan and Evan Lowe, for the pitching staff. So now we have two more really talented pitchers along the lines, and we got a real shot at advancing farther into state this year.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on making the decision and heading to Central. Best of luck in this upcoming summer season. I know we'll see you a lot this summer, but congratulations on the decision to head to Central, and thanks for joining us here today.
Yep, thank you for having me. Have a good one.
You too. Max Erlmeyer again with the Kemper Knights, again headed to Central to continue his baseball career and further his education.